Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Phone
sex.
Phone sex? I'm girl 7.
How can I please you?
How do you like it?
Fantasies.
Girl 6 and my love.
To be here on Marvelous Monday. I'm so glad to be blessed to have an opportunity to come before you on Talking Real to You. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of this show. Excited to have an opportunity for individuals who are not aware and ask the reason why should I check out Talking Real to You. Because we're going to focus on just plain old life issues. That's what it's all about. We're the only father and daughter blog talk radio team in the country. So we're just going to focus on things that relate to you. It's a vessel to get the word out. So being blessed to come before you, I'm truly excited because we have an awesome, awesome topic tonight, a title if you want to put on this show, with mental health, wellness of the country during COVID-19. Now, the team that's working with me, I'm so glad to have each and every one of them as they join in. I have one particular person because we're in a Zoom room of Facebook, and I have her already joining me. And if you're checking us out, there's a link that I sent out to those individuals who want to be a part of as well. I like to have this board because what I've been doing a little differently is I actually have I've been able to install it on a television, so I'm on like a 32-inch. So I get a big old picture of you, Lisa, right before me. As people add to it, we have more and more. All right. Now, the call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. And all you have to do is press 1. You get an opportunity to chat with us, and we look forward to having you on there because I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, as well as you want to go to the Internet, to the web link. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You can check the show out like that as well. If you want to tweet the show, you can go to @TalkingRealToYou, @LorenzaDSmith15, @Coach_L_Smith. And like I said, we are happy. We're happy. Now, we have a team of people, team of volunteers that we appreciate. Now, before I move to introducing my team of volunteers, and they slowly will come on the line, I do appreciate my co-host and expert. However, I want to take this opportunity and give the right recognition to our essential workers. You know, our healthcare workers on the front line who are having the challenges still day by day. I always say, do my hashtag, stay at home and stay alive. And if you're going to go out, if it's essential, please wear the necessary equipment. A face mask, and if you said gloves, you choose to have gloves, that's fine. But go out there well protected, not only just for yourself, but for those healthcare workers, for your family, for your friends. That's how we protect ourselves during this process. So we're going to talk about how this isolation, we're going to talk about how we have dealt with being quarantined for the 70-plus days. Now we begin, the countries begin to open back up, and we want to look at how we're going to react to our mental health, how we're going to do it, how we handle through the process, because it's far from being over with. Besides those essential workers, the healthcare workers, we have law enforcement. We want to make sure we give them a shout out because they're working hard to keep us safe. Our mental health workers, and we can inform a social worker, psychotherapist, counselors, or who are they meeting? Because we are in some challenging time, and that's what the show is talking about tonight: mental health and wellness. And then we're gonna have an awesome show tonight, because what we try to come to you, we try to bring things to you that you can relate. This is a vessel to get the word out. We want to give a shout out to our educators. People don't want to, you know, last week was National Teacher Awareness, Appreciation Week, however you want to call it, but it's year-round for teachers, and everybody have to keep in mind, because these teachers have to make the necessary adjustment from day to day dealing with our young people, dealing with our children. So it's so exciting to have those individuals being recognized, not only just for a week, for all year, because they work extremely hard all year to make sure they're prepared, to have our young people prepared to be successful. We have to give a shout out for our truck drivers, you know, getting groceries, getting the supplies, the essential things back and forth, getting the PPEs out, getting them to where we need it so our frontline people could be ready to take on it. I have to go through this process. It's so important. But last but not least, we want to shout out to all those people that's working, but those grocers who's up supplying what we need. I was looking at the news today, and they was talking about you only could take, during the Memorial Day, people like the barbecue, you can only take 2 packs of beef, 2 packs of chicken. But that's what we're dealing with now. It is a challenging time, COVID-19, and that's what we want to see, how it affects you mentally, and how your wellness and your well-being is. And that's what it's all about. Got many people on Facebook, and I'm going to have to, you know, give them a wave as I continue to talk. But I'm about to introduce, if I can get that last one in, and we got several others on here, and I do thank you, each and every one of you all joining us as well. Now, the team consists of an awesome group of individuals. I'm so proud. I like to just go, I get excited. I just blow my top when I'm introducing individuals, because I get happy to know that their goals have taken an opportunity to mesh with the goals and what we're trying to do at the Smith Way Production Company. I'm going to go over the individual that's not on here yet, but so I can make sure I give them a shout as they come in, but I want to leave the individual that's here is giving me that one-on-one time right now. I'm going to give her the opportunity. We're going to just really give her an introduction, because she's our newest member of the team. So I want to make sure I do this, because we're working in her tonight as well. We have joining us from the state of Georgia, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We thank you. It's Dr. O. We call her Dr. O. She joined us from time to time, you know, and we're so excited to have her. We also have from out of the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, we have Scarlett H. Black, and I know she comes in. She's going to join us as soon as she gets an opportunity to join us as well. We also have the young lady. She's a millennial, and she's the one that make up the daughter tandem of this show, and that's my daughter, Lauren B. Smith. And she made it a point, I'm going to be here tonight, Dad, so you're going to have to give young folks an opportunity. The millennials do things a little different than we do it. So we have to keep that in mind, so we look forward to having another millennial. And this young man also assured me he was going to be on tonight, so we look to have a crew tonight. None other than Mr. Cameron Gilmer, from all of these individuals from the state of Alabama. And then last but not least, so excited to have this young lady with us, our newest member. We welcome her. It's truly from my heart. Lisa, it's from my heart, because I appreciate you taking time as being a part of this, and your expertise is what we desire to have, and we really appreciate it. She's originally from the state of Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio. I know about that place pretty good myself. Up there, Twinburg, Akron. I know some of those places up there. And she traveled down south, as south as you could get. Way down. South to the state of Florida. Boca Raton. We do appreciate Lisa being a part of it. We have none other than a very special person. We thank you so much, Lisa Levine. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Dr.
And it's a pleasure having you as a part of the team. You know, I say as the team members begin to join, make sure I can get them in here. But we're going to have a great night tonight because we're going to talk about mental health and wellness of the country. Last week we talked about certain things. We're going to talk about the country. We got some topics relating to what's going on. Might be in your home or in my home or somebody else's home, but this is what's going on, and we want to make sure we have this opportunity to share our thoughts, and you get the same opportunity. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. You get a chance to chat and share your thoughts with us, and we look forward to having you. On Facebook, if you have any comments, type them in. It's fine. Put them in there, and I'll make sure I read your comments. So it is awesome to be here before you tonight on Marvelous Monday. All right, Lisa, let's look at some mental health wellness of this country during this COVID-19. First of all, we want to look at how the COVID-19 is affecting mental health practitioners. How is it affecting those people in the field? What is going on? Because we hear some stories where individuals are sometimes working 12 to 14 to 16 hours on the front line. Then we also know that due to isolation, our mental health counselors, our licensed clinical social workers, it's a challenge because you actually can't put your hand on those individuals, be face-to-face with them anymore. So now we got to use Zoom. We have to use our conference. We have to use our telephone. We have to do a lot of things. So we want to see what's occurring now. We want you to kind of share your thoughts in regards to, we'll start with you, then I'll fall in, then the rest of our team, as they come in, we'll have an opportunity. But now we have somebody with a question already. You know, I'm excited to get questions from the start. So, you know, what I have to do, Lisa, before we get started, I'm going to allow this individual to ask their question, and we'll offer out the best expertise we can. The individual with the last four digits of 6979. You are now live. Can you give your location and it's your name you choose to?
Yes. Good afternoon, Dr.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for having this show. I am Sara Erica Kennard, and I am the president of the MPHC Greater Southwest DFW in Dallas, Texas. And I am excited to be on here because we have an initiative called Brain Breaks to help our community members to debrief from some of all this mental trauma. And I thank the guests on your show tonight for giving us a little bit more insight and some things that I can add to our organization as we do video PSAs in the upcoming near future. We can add some things from you guys. But I'm just looking for more website resources or maybe like PowerPoints or something that we can get out physically that has something written for people to read. We've been doing the videos physically and in person on video, but something they can just click on and have like a couple of tips to keep them going until they can get to a mental practitioner or a psychologist or something, because it is a crisis. A lot of trauma that everyone's been dealing with on different levels, from adults to teens to children to professionals. You know, it's almost like a crisis. So how could you steer me in a direction or some site where that might have something to appease, you know, the general masses?
Awesome, Erica. Thank you. And if we want to remind everybody, Erica was on our show as a guest last week, and we do appreciate Erica for being a part of the show last week and coming back again this week. And we want to make sure we can address your question to its fullness, because I'm going to allow Lisa to kind of come in and share her thoughts, and then I'll share my thoughts on, as well. And at this time, I'm going to leave your mic live, Erica, so if you have any comments you want to add, we'll allow you the opportunity to do that as we continue to share our thoughts. Now, Lisa, Erica's kind of concerned about having some ways of coping with certain mental health and wellness. When they are in the organization, they want to make sure they can do something. But in addressing with our practitioners, what can we exactly we can do to kind of help them even work with practitioners or work with individuals by using our organization to help our community?
What's the organization? Are they mental health professionals running it? And what's the population they're serving? Is it kids, adults, or
okay. Yes.
Okay, Erica.
The organization is the National Panhellenic Council of Greater Southwest DFW. It is an alliance of 9 sororities and fraternities, African-American fraternities. And not only do we do just African-American, but people of color and of all nationalities, we touch and impact the community with community service and other things, scholarships. But it has been a great need. We did a little PSA called Brain Break, and we did 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to debrief, and we did several little things that they can do to keep themselves, you know, calm when they're feeling a certain way. And we had like over 450 views of that little video. And we were like, oh my God. And people were just saying it really helped them. And we were just trying to do something to debrief ourselves, community. But they're asking us, when are y'all going to do something more? When are y'all going to put the next video out? And I'm like, I want to be efficient when we do something that it can be, you know, even more impactful. So we're just looking for things to say, or do y'all know some tips to help people calm down even quicker, or help them to do an analysis, because we touch all cultures, African-American, Latino, Mexican, Caucasian, everyone. And we do it in English and Spanish. The last one we did was in English only, but now we've got a lot of information from the Mexican community members, and they wanted, when you're going to do one for us too? So we're going to do one bilingual. So we're working on it, but we want to make sure we have factual, good, best practices, you know, to make sure that it can help the masses of people, because we're not licensed or anything. We're just trying to do something to help our people that are in need.
Okay.
So they're not therapists, is that my
understanding? No,
we're not. We're just an organization,
okay.
And we're just talking to our people.
When some, and everyone deals with trauma different, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have somebody that's distressed, one, you want to validate their feelings. That's number one. I guess that's that. You want to validate their feelings. Two, you want to ask what's their understanding of the system. What have they been told? What do they know? That's very important any time in treating trauma, especially with children. Because a lot of times, you know, people are told different things. And we want to go against, and you want to provide a lot of support.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, and now it's really hard because the temperature
I think we're getting a little feedback here, Lisa, but just hold on 1 second. Let me see, can I get us where we're able to hear this clearly? I think it may be the feedback. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on. Okay, now, Lisa, let's go with it now, because I think there was some feedback coming through. Okay?
You want me to start from the beginning?
No, you can kind of just do a short synopsis of what you were saying earlier, then move forward to your thoughts in regards to how you can help this organization of individuals, because it's 9 Greek letter organization consists of professionals of all kinds, all types. Some of them are in the medical field, some of them are in mental health, but how are we going to be able to, what can they do as an organization to kind of help the community at this time to cope with COVID-19?
And are they coming into the organization?
I'll add some clarity to that, Erica, and I know I can't hear you because I put you on mute. These nine organizations are Greek letter organizations, fraternity and sororities that come together, and they meet to make some major decisions about their community, wherever their location is. And they work for a service, they work for social aspects, and they do a lot of things to make a difference in the community. So in essence, they're coming together, creating projects and creating things to help the community. So a question was in regards to how can their organization, because they're doing a few things now, continue to help the community. You got different individuals in there, but just having something they can take out to the community as a group, which is the Divine Nine, the National Paneletic Council of that area, which is over in Texas.
Okay. Are you guys taking food over to people? Are you dropping off, are you dropping things off at their homes?
Okay.
We're doing that part. But I'm just seeking information tonight from you in reference to the mental health awareness. We've covered the community service part. We're doing, yes, ma'am. We're just trying to get, since you were the expert and have a more experience dealing with mental trauma, we have expanded to people in the community that are experiencing it and going through some type of processing. They need to go to a processing part, and some don't have the money to seek out professional help. But what can we do or say some steps to give people some comfort, even in the comfort of their home? We do videos and say, okay, this 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath. Let's hug yourself. Think about something good. You know, we know this is trying time. So we do different things. But I'm just asking today, are there some sites or something that you would talk to your client? And I did hear number one, you say validate their feelings. And we do talk about that. We tell them that everything you're feeling is true. We're not going to dispel that. And we were going to do like a journal giveaway so people can write down their feelings and get rid of some of those negative feelings and then kind of coach them into releasing that. That's just one idea. But I was just coming on the show tonight since you guys are here to give us a little bit more, you know, basic principles that we can use that you would share to a group that is hurting, that you just, if you saw an audience of people and they look distressed and despondent, what could you say at that moment to make them feel better with 3 or 4 minutes of your time?
Having a hard time hearing, I'm going to be honest. You want to know how to make feel better or more at ease? I think, you know, the most important thing, like I just said, is just providing support, allowing people to talk and be where they're at. And just showing, you know, unity and support towards one another. You can also make like a list of mental health professionals or services
in the area. Mindfulness is a great tool I throw on everybody. I'm teaching and practicing mindfulness daily, encouraging people that way. But getting the right support and seeing where, because like everybody's in a different place right now with what's going on, how they're feeling, how they're handling.
And exactly. And that was Erica. That was a opportunity. I'm kind of moving around as well, trying to make sure my system get everybody projected out well enough so you can be heard. Now she was sharing some thoughts, but we're going to come and possibly if we kind of, if you would hold on, we're going to kind of share some thoughts and some coping skills and some tips that might to be used by the organizations to make sure we can address some of the mental illness and wellness during this COVID-19. But we're going to share some thoughts on that. And if we didn't get what you need right then, Erica, we will make sure. And I do have you on mute again because, again, I'm trying to get some static again now. I was trying to make sure I get everything clear now. So, but I do have you on a speakerphone if when I want to switch back over. But I need to make sure as you listen to the show, we'll pull out some things. And if we didn't get what you need, and share what you need, we'll come back and make sure. Now, the call in number is 347-857-4192. And just press 1 and we'll make sure we identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and actually give your name and location and then offer your comments and questions and expertise. We're trying to make it work. Like I said, I'm trying a couple things and I'm still trying to get it. Slowly we're going to work through this process. Just bear with us. I know you're on Facebook. You're hearing me. At least on Facebook. And
this is the new news. We got to see in the moment.
Yeah. We may try to make it work in the moment. So we're sure. So in essence, I know she wants specific about things that could be done for that organization can do within the community to help those in the community. But I want to kind of keep a little bit, and we're going to touch on that because we're going to talk about coping skills. We're going to talk about tips. We're going to talk about those things, and maybe some of those things will fall in line where the organization kind of put a plan together to go out and work in the community. Now, we want to get back to sort of like our title in regards to our title, and one of the topics dealing with the COVID-19 affecting mental health practitioners. Now, I want to try to get some information on that right there as well, because we've got a lot of things going on in regards to that. You know, unsung heroes are always those people on the front line. Some things are happening to them. What can we do to help them, or what can we recognize that is occurring to them as a family member, maybe, that maybe we can help them make it through this as well? Can you share some thoughts on that, Lisa, as well?
Yeah, I want to start. I want to give a shout out, I guess, to a couple of my friends who work for the state up in Ohio. I mean, Denise.
Yeah.
She works for the state. She's an intake worker. Both these people, they investigated recent flights at home. And my best friend, she's in Cleveland County. And I have another friend that's Raymond Freeland. And I know a lot of times these people, you know, they're going to the hospital to investigate a few months, and they're putting themselves up.
Yeah.
And that's huge. That's something important that social workers and people like me, frontline too, you want to say heroes, for frontline work, we put ourselves out. We care and we want to help serve all of our clients. And there's a study I was reading, 20% to 60% of burnout in the mental health profession, because there's not enough either. You know, think about problems that are face to face or Zoom. So we're not even face to face, or we're getting you.
Yeah.
And people are stressed, and we can't like just run for see or help. You know, it doesn't work like that. It's a huge problem.
Okay, and let me say, so we get kind of hit the spot where he's going in and out with you. I don't know what's the connection or not, but let me kind of add with that as well. You know, a lot of time we have to realize those individuals that grinding for 14, 16 hours a day on the front line, if you want to say that, and, you know, they have unsung heroes, however you want to call them, whatever you want to call them, but they're on the front line. They're going to burn out. And that's one of the biggest challenges a lot of our individual who's on that front line, they have a compassion fatigue. See, our practitioner is going to run into a compassion fatigue. because you see people that you think there's a possibility, you see them in a situation, family members not around. That's one thing we had to keep in mind, especially with the health, you know, the mental health, or just health practitioners, because when your family member can't come and visit you, which we know that's the best dose of it, of love and excitement for you, and they don't come, those individuals that's there become those individuals have to provide that love and provide that, you know what I'm saying, saying some kind words, encourage them because they see them, but they get burnt out too, and that's one of the main things, they get fatigued. So those, not only the mental health practitioner, but just those individuals, that's doctors and nurses and the other supported person through health, they're getting burnt out. And so we're looking at a situation that we want to try to make sure we take care of everybody else, and sometimes, and if not all the time, take care of ourselves. And I think that's one of the things that we're running into where we're out here battling this plague, as some people say, pandemic, and you are going from day to day, you're grinding. You can't even go home to see your own family a lot of times. You got to, it's a whole different situation when you have to get to your home and you have to take your clothes off and then you go leave them outside the door, got to go get a shower. You can't even hug your children. You can't hug your family members. That becomes fatigue on you. That affects you mentally, not only just mental health workers, not only just doctors, and it affects everybody because they tell you, you need to make sure you get yourself cleaned up before you get in there. This is where we are in society. Another thing is a vicarious trauma, You got to remember now, if you see something so much, you know, traumatic experience, you're seeing, for example, in New York, you had those individuals die in rapid numbers. And, you know, we our condolences to every one of them. I know some of them have been buried and whatever it may be. But they was dying so fast in the month of March. And they had bodies being put in freezer trucks. That, if you are individual there, that affects your mental well-being as well. And that's the part we have to realize, that those are the couple, that's just a couple things that I'm sharing with you. Lisa may want to share some more, how it can create a challenge for you, lead you to the burnout, lead you to fatigue, lead you to the point where you're just in trouble. And people don't even realize you're in trouble. They don't have any idea because it's hard to just, you see lives, just people's lives are just lost and people transition. And not to affect you, you know, I know you went into the field as a nurse. You went into the field as an individual to save this person in healthcare. But I don't care. You're still human. You got a heart. You got an inside. So it does affect you. So it's a traumatic experience. Traumatize you. Anything else you want to add to Lisa?
And sometimes you feel helpless. You know, sometimes, you know, people are crying out for help, and it's, you know, they're alone. A lot of people feel alone, or they are alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right about vicarious trauma. And keep in mind, too, not only do we have clients, but when we come home, we have friends and family that are in stress, too. And it's hard sometimes to turn it off.
Yes.
Because it's not a every single conversation that I've had is about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about COVID today. 95% that's what we're talking about. And think about it, and that's all we're talking about. You know, we don't talk about it. But, you know, we don't get to turn the phones up to keep our phones on if somebody's or they're suicide. You know, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot. Even my kind of a lot of them are working. Exactly. And I think that it's a huge barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being on the field, it works in good ways, but health is going to be difficult.
Very very much so, very much so. And that's what we have to keep in mind. You know, it's such a challenge. It's a challenging time right now. And I think some people, I believe some people is taking it for granted. Just like this weekend, they're showing some of the beaches, some of the places, car parks and so on. And a lot of people is not practicing social distancing. People's on top of them. I think they had a situation in Daytona Beach where they that's not a good situation. And I know in our mind we're saying that, but this is the kind of thing you got to realize, that healthcare worker, that mental health counselor, licensed clinical social worker, going to have to deal with what comes out of this. And sometimes it's so draining on them, because if so many people come at you, you get overwhelmed as well. And I think that's one of the biggest problems we have. And we know that was happening up in New York in the hospital. A lot of those nurses and doctors were overwhelmed, seeing a couple of them walk off the job. Just, you know, it's a challenge when people walk off their job. They just can't do it anymore. So those practitioners have some challenge. And specifically, we're talking about mental health. As I said, you know, when you're talking about individuals that dealing with burnout and compassion fatigue, person dealing with the lack of face-to-face contact, some people, and I myself didn't realize how important face-to-face contact is.
It's very important.
And I think what has happened is that even our leaders was lacking face-to-face contact. So it was easy to make a decision to slowly open things to get people out so they can make face-to-face contact. But the truth of the matter is that we have to understand there are some consequences that comes along with this as well. And those consequences, if we don't practice the proper way of doing this, having a mask, having gloves, some people agree or disagree, that's it. Be careful. Don't just be out. That's one thing I think that is missing from the going out. We keep saying essential and people making everything essential. But if you have somewhere to go, go to that particular place. And if you got another stop, come on back. Don't just be out in the street. The mask is not that total thing that's going to protect you. It gets you in a good position where you can, you know, if you cough, it'll keep you, and anybody else cough, it'll keep them away from you. But you can't run all over the city all day. You're not helping yourself with that cause. We're creating no problem. Yes, yes.
I do think it's good for people to go out, like what you're saying. You know, if you want to run and get your hair done, and please wear your mask and don't give these workers a hard time. You have no idea how much stress these people are under, and they're trying to keep the place as safe as they can. So if you come in without a mask, you know, they're not going to let you in, most of them. They're going to turn you away. Whether it's your right or not, they want to keep their customers. Come on, it's a mask. You can wear it for an hour. Go do it home. And people want to.
Yeah,
exactly. Go to the next thing. You have to come in with a mask on. And they have you seated apart from their people. And it's fine up until you have one person. That wants to cause the scene. That's what's from that person. It's just people's anxiety.
Exactly.
So just be patient. Not that big of a deal.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we are learning through the last 70 to 75 days, how being patient is so important.
Very patient.
And we have gotten to the point because the doors and kind of open up. And I understand about the economic situation, but I'm like this. I don't think no economic situation more important than lives. I just don't believe it. It's hard for me to comprehend on that. But just for this weekend, all of our economic people think it was the best weekend for everybody to all 50 spaces, some precarious way open up. So you can go and be at these places that's going to provide and put that money back. Whereas we got to be realistic, and I don't want to get in that discussion because we're talking about mental health, we're talking about economics, to put some money back. But we're not going to put all that money back that we lost in the 70 and 80 days. It's just not going to happen. So what we have to do is practice safety procedures and measures to survive. That's what it's all about. So if we continue to do what we're doing and not look at some of the tips that we're going to share with you, you have your own tips. It's fine, but we're going to share some tips with you as well. But those are just a few things about how our health practitioners, whether in mental health or just individuals that are just in medicine or in just health care, those practitioners are going through some challenging times right now. Let's look at the mental health and wellness tips that we can use or should be used during COVID-19. First of all, and we talked about this on the last three shows about certain things you can do, and I'm just going to share a couple of them, and Lisa, you can join in. We know we're at home, we're confined. This is something we're not used to. And we got to come up with ways that we can make it through a day when we in isolation, because this may happen again. People better keep that in mind. This may happen to me, isolation. Quarantine may happen again. So we should learn from this by being at home, and some tips and two I'm going to offer. And matter of fact, Lisa said one of them already. I'm going to just go to that one. Take a break from the media. And I'm gonna tell you, and I find myself doing this, and it's just me. I'm inquisitive. I want to know a lot of things. I look at every newscast. I'm just telling you, I had to record it. It's me. It's just me. I'm just telling you. And I also on my Sirius radio on my car, I have the channel with COVID-19. I have the channel with COVID-19 and. They be talking about things, and matter of fact, I recorded some stuff where one of the individuals was talking the other day, and I was quite interested in what he was saying, and we'll talk about it another time. So, but I have to take a break from it sometime, too. Now, remember, I said something. I said I record the news sometime. And I mean, I be watching it all the time. Sometimes I pull myself away and look at something else. So you have to take a break from the media and take a break from what's going on. The next thing I want you to keep in mind, set a schedule. Lisa said that before previously. Set a schedule. Create your schedule.
Routine. And, Dr. Smith, I wanted to bring up your mindset. Guys, rather than saying things like I'm stuck at home, say I get to be here at home with my family. I get to spend time with my family. Rather than saying things like, oh my gosh, I will get sick, I will self-isolate and wash my hands. I will say, I will do what I can to keep my body safe. Kind of trying to change your mindset and negative thoughts to people thirsty and agree. So try to shift it around. Change up some of the things. Just an example. Change your mindset. Mindfulness is a powerful tool. And I think I mentioned at the time with a mindfulness that is useful for people to understand mindfulness better. It's present moment thinking and training your brain to be in the moment and be compassionate, non judgmental. And you can do it with your kids. There's so much you can do with mindfulness.
Go ahead, Lisa.
And guys, and I know it's been raining down here. We've had a lot of rain here in Florida. But try to get outside. Toss the ball around. Even, hit a tennis ball. The tennis courts are open. Try to, if you want to go to a park or something, there's ways to walk on the outside or nature centers. Just take like 30 minutes, go in the car, look around you, look around the scenery, exercising is so important. Active, and I keep fighting like on their phone, on social media, but it's even if you have to go online or put videos, walk around your house. So please don't let them do it, especially don't kids leave all this and stuff and see the video. It's not healthy, it's not.
Exactly. And you want to be a part of, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and you have an opportunity to chat and offer your idea. Just something just kind of to just a few things we can take. If, for example, as Erica was asking, how can the PAN work? First of all, just taking some tips and getting out and sharing it within the community about so their mental health and their wellness can be addressed, and how it can be addressed by just setting up, using, for example, for them to set up schedules. Create a workshop where some people don't understand how to set a schedule. You can offer that, and that organization can offer setting up a schedule. That organization can share with them about making sure they use their time as fun time. Some people don't know how to have fun. During these 75-plus days, we have learned how to have fun, whether it's been one day, 2 days, 3 days. Whether you can create some activities. You can have people, I'm seeing some things on television where some people get in the backyard and they created a soccer field out of that backyard. They had created something that, a slide in their house. There's so many things you can do, and I think the organization, in looking at some things to do, look at some of those tips. Spend your time in that organization sharing with your various groups about the tips, and drive it home. You have to drive it home when you're talking about making sure you set a schedule. If they don't know how to set a schedule, you put the schedule. Help them put the schedule together. Not you, but help them put the schedule. Give them
some
tools.
Yeah. What else is good, Dr. Smith, is set like watch boards or boards where people can look at it. Set it off.
Yeah.
You know, maybe today you're going to get up and take a walk, or you're going to maybe work out in your garden, or, whatever it is. Write it down and check it off. Hold yourself accountable.
Exactly.
And yeah, have fun. Playing games. I told people, make a scavenger hunt.
Exactly.
Make a scavenger hunt with your family or your friends, like virtual. You all have to go out and get that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things that can be done and fun. And now that there's again, we're not telling everybody to go run out. Not doing that. Your pressure is moving. Just minimize for bike riding or slip and slide. I'm noticing a lot of people are doing slip and slide. Lots of shock planes.
Mm-hmm.
Have some fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
The most important, and I didn't watch this video yet, some of the video videos. Father reading a story to tonight, and it was very emotional. And I just realized he wasn't spending a lot of time with his family. That is just so important to his family at his time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're a parent, first at home, spend a little extra time.
Exactly.
Have some fun with your kids. Let them put deep breaths.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of different
tools that are doing. That's what it, and that's the key to it. An organization, we can, any organization or any family member, put a schedule, sit down and chalk some things down, what you're going to do. Take a break from looking at the media all the time. Show them, some people don't know how to get away from the television because they're stuck there because they want to know the fear there, the anxiety and the stress that you want to know what's going on. So you, it could be, you make sure you're able to socialize. a workshop on individuals communicating through Zoom, communicating through the various type of network. If they don't have it, ask them if they have a phone, call and have a time, a scheduled time you can call and check with your family members. These are the kind of things we need to look at. Make sure they have some fun in their life. If the organization can do that, well, yes.
Remember, I made that list of like 100
and yes,
things.
Yes, I'm,
that's
yes. Yes, yes.
But I agree with you. I've been doing some Zoom talks with my friends from high school. It's been very cool. So, you know, we did it like 2 Fridays in a row. It was really nice. So, finding, you're right, you can schedule and checking in with yourself, too, to see where you're at. You look fine.
Exactly. And that's so important. You know, you got to check on yourself as well sometimes. Thank you, Getaway. And one other thing I think an organization can do, what anybody can do, is when you're asking for help, like the organization is doing tonight, is that you can show people how by having all the information available. We're going to put it on my website, and I mean, on my Facebook page, on my Instagram, or whatever it may be, as well as the 100 things that Lisa shared with me a while ago. I'm going to post them again. I'm going to also send them to Erica, your organization, to make sure you can look. And then you can begin to pull some things as a group, break it down, and say, this is how we can work within the community. This is how we can provide some help with them, for them at this time while we're going through COVID-19. All right, we're
Erica, find me on Facebook because I post a lot of different things about mental health and what you do. It's kind of cool. So she can look at my stuff too. But we'll just share it and I'll share with you.
Okay. Okay. That's awesome. Awesome. You know, like I said, you know, get into yoga. Tell them, you know, that organization, any organization or anybody, get into something that you can relax your mind. Because that was one of the things that said, make time for mindfulness. Make time for mindfulness. If that's relaxing, you know, you're able to just simply, you know, take some time to calm down, calm your mind down. This will pass. It will eventually, but we must go through the steps right now so it can pass. That could be another way an organization can work with individuals in the community. That could be another way.
And one day at a time, guys, today, just for today, this is what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, don't think so much. When we're thinking too far ahead, it gets in our minds, and it creates a lot of anxiety, which causes depression. And, you know, people are worried about getting their jobs back or not, and you just be patient. And,
good.
You know, many people were furloughed. You know, uncertainty. I keep saying this patience.
Patience.
You know, eventually it's going to happen.
Exactly. And, you know, we just have to kind of put up some guards sometime, and this is what we're going to quickly talk about. You know, time goes so fast when we're having fun, Lisa. You got 7 minutes. You know, I hate to say it goes real fast. This ain't something we're going to end right now. We're going to come back and talk about it again, and it may be in a different form, but we're going to focus on still what we're doing and how we can help one another, because we're far, far from over with it. I don't care what opened up. We're far, far away from where we should be, but we need to slowly walk through it. These are some guards that we got to keep in mind. We've been saying this all the time. Be good to your body. That's number one. You talking about your mental health during the COVID-19 break, outbreak? Be good to your body. Don't sit around here and start drinking too much.
Yeah.
Don't sit around here and start eating too much. Don't sit around here and just become not on a log. Be active if you're even at home. Be active in your yard. Do something to keep this up. So be good would be number one to your body. And number two would be follow the schedule that you create. If you got a schedule, follow that schedule. Don't write something down and then be through with it tomorrow. we were
journaling.
Journaling. Yes, yes.
Eat healthy, guys, and don't go to sleep after you sleep. And make sure you're getting restful sleep. Don't stay up until 4 and have it then get up. It's really going to set everybody backwards. But yeah, I agree. But journaling is so good. And I think I shared before there's the app on the iPhone, the Tour app. It's a really good app. I think writing is important too. But good nutrition, good sleep, being active, exercising. Don't sit in front of the TV moment and know it's easy to do that. But
exactly. Yeah. Some people do that. I do that sometimes. I do it sometimes. I enjoy recording and going back and looking at recording, but we got to make sure we be able to follow a schedule and write down exactly. You know, I have this big thing about the pros and cons. You know, I always try to assess myself from day to day. That's one of the things I do. So I can see how I can be a better person tomorrow. Now, be kind to your mind. Just remember, be kind to your mind. Because, you know, your thoughts are powerful. Don't sit here and just be going racking your mind trying to figure everything out. You can't figure out anything with COVID-19 because no one understands it. So as smart as you may be, as witty and intelligent as you are, be kind to your mind. Don't try to figure out. Allow this to work itself out. Don't be trying to what's going to happen in July, what's going to happen in August, or September football season. We're just in May. Be kind to
something else, Dr. Smith, I think is important. Guys, just because somebody's posting an article on Facebook, it doesn't mean that it's true. And I know people are reading things and they're getting very upset. Don't make sure things that you're reading are legitimate, because that's another way of causing more anxiety. I mean, just read like what the CDC has to say, and just, you know, I know what people do. Something that they post, you know, well,
powerful thoughts right there. We have to keep that in mind, because if you're not kind to your mind, no one else will be. You have to make sure you put yourself, practice training your mind in a helpful direction. Practice training your mind in a helpful direction. That way you can support your well-being. If you practice that, you know, we don't read it. Like I said, Facebook will color your mind up with so much stuff. Instagram, Twitter, you know, all the other member ones I deal with, you know, there's a couple of them. But the social media will clutter the mind and cause you to be so unkind to your mind. Also, find a moment of stillness. Find a moment of stillness. Simply what you need to do. I don't care how stressful you are, how much stress you're going through, how much tension that collects in your body and your mind. Use a schedule just to relax. Do some yoga.
Of course.
Yeah, we need to have a show. We're going to have a show. So y'all hear me. Lisa, she's our yoga expert, and she's our one. So that's something when you were talking about just making sure you guard against things that are going to put you in a bad situation, because COVID-19 is here. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be in the wellness should be all over you. And back to Erica, I just want to kind of share some of the things we shared tonight. We're going to make sure we post it. We're going to send you the 100 ways. And if it's already been shared with me by Lisa, I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to ask Lisa, is there anything else she can share with us, share it online. I'll share it with me, and I'll make sure I get it out to everybody so they can see it, because we got quite a few people on tonight, and I do appreciate them. I appreciate all of them joining us. You know, I'm looking at my device that's carrying you, Lisa. It said it got 5% left. But, you know, I'll make sure I get a shot. I'll allow you to get an opportunity before you have to be buzzed off, because it's I got to learn how to get this phone and not die so quick, because it's taking so much power, because I have a 32-inch attached to it, and it's sucking all the power out of it. But it's all, we're going to work on it. But, Lisa, you want to share some things, a few things before we leave right now, because we're about to leave. I make sure I give a shout out to those individuals on Facebook.
Well, I just want to say, guys, don't be ashamed if you're not feeling okay. Remember, I always say it's okay to not be okay. What's not okay is to not reach out for help. And if one person can't help, someone will listen to you.
Exactly.
Reach out for help. These are very trying times. My hope is, I don't think we got to it, but some of the positive things come out. It's my hope. We come together more. I think we come together more. We spend more time with one another. Do a lot of go within, self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time for changes the way we're doing things, running around. For myself, even I hope running around, who's running around, and for downtime, we might reassess our time, what we're doing, and we need to see self care. It's so important.
Awesome.
Take care of yourself. You come first, Sam, is take care of you, because if you're fine, you're not a good person.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us tonight. And like I said, we that device I have is down about 4%. But we're going to make sure we work on and get the power in. But I still have individuals on Facebook. Let me give a shout-out to those individuals. We have Kim Sellers-Bates joining us, Elson Turner Sr., and I know he's a good friend of mine, member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Yvette Smith, my youngest sister, thank you so much. We got Erica Kennard. Erica was our guest on our show last week. Make sure you check her out. Go to her Facebook page and you can see the books that she have, that she have published, and you can purchase one of the books. We also have the Queen Ministress Lewis. She's one of our hosts of one of the shows on Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time called the Ministry Standing Show. Also, we had Kevon Chelson. Thank you so much, Kevon, one of my frat brothers. Thank you, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Terry Melodramatic Robinson, thank you so much. Nikki Nicole, thank you for joining us. Another fine young person, an author on our show previously. Nicole Sharon Brown, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. My youngest brother, Connie Smith, thank you so much. We also have Beverly Lachey Johnson. Beverly was one of my students at McKenzie. When I worked and coached back over in the late 80s and in the early 90s. Lisa Maria Smith-Sherrod, thank you so much. Tasima Jackson, thank you so much. We also have Jarrell Calhoun, a cousin of mine. He also hosted a couple of our shows. Really, we hope you can come back, Jarrell, on our our Wednesday night show. Wanda Ware Franklin, thank you, Wanda. And this is Jax Golf, thank you so much. We also, Latonya Gill, thank you, Latonya. Latonya was another one of my students at McKenzie back in the day. And Latonya was probably in the elementary years when I was there working then. She's an administrator now in Conecuh County. Thank you, Latonya. Denise Stephanie, out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. We also have Barbara Beasley. Thank you, Barbara, for joining us. We also have Deb Roberson. Thank you. We have Shanita Arrington Mitchell, friend of the family. Thank you. And another one of my students when they was in elementary back at McKenzie, Nicole Davidson. She's also military. She's serving our country. We say thank you on Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. If I didn't say it, I'm saying it now. Nicole, thank you for your service. Luster Holston, another one of my fraternity brothers, thank you so much, your Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And another one of my sisters, they here support me, thank you so much. This is Jennifer Edwards, another one of my sisters that's under me. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining us. And we had an awesome night tonight, Lisa. We're going to get ready to wrap everything up. My hashtag is stay home and stay alive. Stay home and stay alive. Keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understand. Another hashtag. And last but not least, as we get a chance to get out of here, we're going to thank the Lord for allowing us to have another day, which has been bright. It's been exciting. We've been blessed to see another one. And I just want y'all to make sure y'all just continue to take care of your family. Tell them you love them, because, you know, that's what I'm going to tell you. Whether you like it or not, it ain't a thing you can do about it. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Good night.